This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Listen to Wrestling Roundup on Free FM, RFM, and MP. As always, I'm Grady, and live on Skype, we've got Josh.
Hey!
We might have skipped it last week, but it's going to be the big focus of this week, and that is NXT. We had a special this week with NXT Heatwave. Quite a bit of stuff happening, and the future of the whole sort of ecosystem up in the air at the moment. So, I guess let's start off with the matches. Carmelo Hayes, still the NXT North American champion.
And probably the best wrestler overall in all of NXT. Carmelo Hayes can do no wrong.
Yeah, he's absolutely brilliant at what he does. And I look forward to continue to see more from him. You know, we kind of hoped and expected when he lost his title that he would go after the main title and maybe have a shot for that. Unfortunately, that wasn't the direction they went with. But, you know, he's still being shown week in and week out, and he's still showing us week in and week out why he is there.
Yeah, why he calls himself the A champion.
Yeah.
This was a good match. This was a really good match. I think it puts Vinci on the map and elevates him a bit. And Bello is the borrow a phrase from Carmella. Bello is money.
Yeah. That he is. We'll skip the next segment just because that does have implications down the line. Let's instead talk about our girls, Cora Jade, Roxanne Perez. Their feud, not over.
No, this was an all right match. I think the two did have quite a bit of chemistry in the match. It's just the ending kind of really sours it.
Yeah, the ending was not great. Obviously, it was to set up for another match down the line, but there was just a lot of question marks around it. You know, we've seen similar before on the main roster where, you know, the face just stands there thinking about using a weapon, and then it isn't a DQ in this case. At the end of the match where Cora Jade drives Roxanne into the object, and just overall not a great, just a bit of a fizzle out at the end.
Yeah, but yeah, it's definitely something like this felt like it could be much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do think at some event, special, whatever, down the road, we will have another match between Jaden and Perez, and it will be even better. And I think these two could be a potential future Banks and Bayley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't mean being... always being tied together with in a tag team, sometimes feuding. I mean, like the whole Banks and Bayley feud in NXT.
Yeah, there's something special here. Obviously, both of these women are immensely talented, and so I'm looking forward to whatever we end up doing with these guys.
They're also very young talents too. They have a lot of time in the future. I think about a year from now, I think is about when we will start seeing some rumblings about them maybe making it to the next step, the main roster. But I do think these two ladies are definitely a cornerstone of NXT.
And then someone who's not a cornerstone of NXT, Santos Escobar, because he lost his match against Tony D'Angelo, and that does mean he's going to have to leave NXT.
Yes, it does. But that probably means he'll be on the main roster soon.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, not the only one, that there's some rumblings about, but, once again, D'Angelo Escobar tore the house down. Absolutely great match between the two of them. And, usually it's like the loser of the match when it's a loser leaves NXT always heads off to the main roster. And so he's kind of got a bright future ahead of him, really.
if rumors are true, he definitely can't head off to NXT UK, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah, I think we've only got like maybe one or two more things to get to before we hit that massive point. One of those is Mandy Rose and Zoe Stark for the NXT Championship. We keep asking who's going to beat Mandy Rose. Well, it ain't Zoe Stark.
No, it definitely isn't. But at least not in that match. But I do think it definitely improves Stark's position.
Mm-hmm.
Makes her look more like a potential potential champion. And I think it could carry on into the WWE Tag Team Championship, which they will be participating in their match on SmackDown this week. So we'll see how that plays out for them next week.
Already featured up on that main roster. So I'm just going to list off a massive number of events. I'm going to try and run through them quickly. Diamond Mind were doing a segment. They ended up getting attacked by Gallus. The NXT UK Tag Team Champions, who are from NXT 2.0, were backstage and were approached by Pretty Deadly. Indy Hartwell got a love letter and was interrupted by Blair Devonport. Bron Breakker was defending his NXT Championship against JD, and then immediately afterwards, the new NXT UK champion, Tyler Bate, which technically has not aired, but whatever, comes out to face him head-to-head. It looks like there's a hell of a lot of NXT UK showing up.
Yeah, I think they did start predicating that with the NXT UK Tag Team Champions coming from the NXT 2.0, taking the titles and bringing them back. And then you had, as you said, you have Tyler Bates showing up at the end of the NXT Championship match. It looks very much like they're either going to do a Worlds Collide event, NXT versus NXT UK, or, and this is probably more likely based on some of the rumors that we're hearing, NXT UK is going away, and they're going to unify everything.
Yeah, it seems as though, I don't know, a bit of a rush, or maybe not. It just feels like, you know, it was only a little bit ago, and now NXT UK, we're already hearing a lot of murmurs about its future. And to be fair, the future of the NXT brand as a whole, really. And, yeah, just don't quite know how we're going to do it. It's going to be one of those for sure. Words are coming out about a, you know, NXT TakeOver special on that same week while they're doing Clash at the Castle over there. There's been a couple about having NXT / UK matches on that card. Don't quite know what we're going to get.
I have heard it would be the same weekend as AEW's All Out. And it would be the, what would be considered the series finale for NXT 2.0. And a lot of people will then be called up in a draft afterwards. And NXT 3.0 technically would then be a lot of newbies and a lot of people being hired back.
Can we ditch the 2.0 and just call it NXT again?
If they probably will. I'm just saying it would be the third phase of NXT. So, but yeah, I do think we're probably looking at T minus a month and counting in the UK, NXT UK's lifespan, which is all right. I mean, NXT UK had some great moments, made some great stars that had some recognition when they came over stateside. I think of Gunther right off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have had anywhere near the reaction to him if he didn't come through NXT UK. If he just showed up one day, either in the actual NXT or on the main roster, I don't think he would have had near the impact.
Yeah, I think NXT UK obviously really got reamed by a lot of the speaking out stuff that happened, tearing out a good chunk of their roster. But what was left, they were still putting on, you know, an amazing hour of television, quote unquote, you know, every week, but the views I just don't think are quite there to sustain it continuing through. If WWE is still, you know, teamed up with Progress, etc., there's no harm in just letting the TV show go. taking who you want and continuing to use them as sort of a feeder system. And I think that's probably where we're going to head to more and just have these sort of feeder companies rather than everybody. You know, there was at one point we were looking at a map with like NXT Mexico, NXT Japan, NXT UK, NXT Australia. I don't think that's the way they're going to go anymore. I do think it is going to be more partnerships with companies in those areas. And that's probably how we're going to get those sort of feeder systems.
Yeah, I would say if I'm, and I have no qualifications for this.
Neither of us have anything.
If I'm the person that signs the agreements for the company, I think I look at not the CMLL in Mexico and work an agreement with them. I would work probably All Japan Pro Wrestling and Stardom. I'd definitely work an agreement out with Stardom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I probably would work, I would keep the agreement and stuff with Progress. I think that would be where I would go in those areas. And maybe like you could then buy like the rights to put their specials and stuff on Peacock and the WWE Network and give them further exposure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard Stardom, and that means I can go off on a tangent. My girl Natsupoi over there just recently turning on DDM. Not cool, Natsupoi. Not cool. But for the 1% of the audience that probably watched Stardom, that was for you. NXT. One thing there I did brush over quickly, I do want to mention. It is another Dexter Lumis hint. We've been getting him all over the main roster, and now his former flame, Indy Hartwell, getting a bit here on NXT. It seems as though that I don't know, did they ever get divorced technically? They still married?
I think they're technically still married. I don't know. I think the storyline just kind of died because they released Dexter. I do think it was just a setup. Blair Davenport's coming over from NXT UK.
Mm-hmm.
And would be another part of the back and forth between NXT and NXT UK.
Yeah. Indy did seem happy to receive it, though. So there might still be something.
She definitely, I think it was probably was something to do with Dexter, but we can't know for sure because it got ripped up.
At this point, I wouldn't put it past us still heading towards Indy Hartwell moving up to the main roster in that shuffle coming up as well. But we don't know what. It's a big period of uncertainty, right? Like, usually we'd say that, and it's because of some storyline things, you know, like storylines coming to an end. Maybe we're going to shuffle some people up. But with the new regime taking over, and I've been proven wrong when I was like, hey, it's going to be a nice, smooth, slow change. They've snapped their fingers. They've rehired guys who were released. They brought Dakota Kai back like immediately. And they've been shuffling things around pretty fast. So in that case, I was actually quite wrong, but, I don't know what's going to get shuffled next. And, there's so many different chess pieces on the board. You don't know where everyone's going to land up. You don't know what storylines are just getting wrapped up. I don't think anything's going to get thrown out. But it definitely does seem like it's, you know, wrap it up, speed it up and, ship them off to the next big thing.
Yeah. I mean, not only do we have the usual players of trying to figure out where they're going, but now we have an entire another chess piece board that we work with.
Yeah.
All these talents that were in NXT UK that could come stateside. Not all of them will. I think some of them will stay in Progress or work in that area. But I think we will definitely start seeing more and more of the Tyler Bates and the JD McGones before they came the challenge Ron Baker. In NXT, in the regular NXT.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have to wait and see what happens with NXT. We've taken up more than half the show talking about it, so I think it's about time we move into our entrance theme this week. For no reason at all, Josh just picked it up this week. It is going to be Titus O'Neil, but he was on NXT, so it kind of matches the theme a little bit, so that's going to be playing for you right about now. They want to talk. Well, what they talking about? I see them running their mouth, but they ain't talking a lot. I'm taking over the game, now let me show you how. I'm
Got them shook when I rise. Got the game on lock. I came to the top. Now I'm living a high life. Oh, yeah. Think you can ride with me? You must be kidding me. I bring that five on. Now I'm making billions. They wanna talk? Shh. Well, what they talking about? I see them running their mouth, but they ain't talking loud. I'm taking over the game. Now let me show you how. I'm taking over the game. Now let me show you how. I don't need no timeouts. Got the game on lock. I take that win. But they paint the lines down. Oh, yeah. You think you put in work? You must not hurt of me. I keep it bossing at the top. I do it perfectly. They wanna talk? Shh. Well, what they talking about? I see them running their mouth, but they ain't talking loud. I'm taking over the game. Now let me show you how. I'm taking over the game.
And you're back with Wrestling Roundup on Free FM, RFM, and MPR. I'm Grady. He's Josh. Moving over, main roster time. Austin Theory, man. His star is only getting brighter.
Yeah, Theory definitely has, he has dropped. Much to the chagrin of his haters. I think Theory is on the precipice of something great. I don't know exactly how long he's going to hold this. It could be September 3rd. It could be the Royal Rumble. It could even be WrestleMania. But Theory is working his way slowly and surely to a world championship run.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people thought, well, now that Vince isn't in charge anymore, Austin Theory is going to go back down the card. Who do you think brought him in the freaking company?
Yeah.
It certainly wasn't Vince McMahon.
Yeah, NXT with the way and with Theory and everything, you know, and it seems as though we're alluding to that a little bit with Dexter Lumis popping around, but Theory at the moment has about 16 ongoing feuds, and he's carrying all of these 16 feuds and putting on quite compelling stories with anybody at the moment. I'm surprised nobody has tried to challenge him for the briefcase kind of thing, but he's putting down Dolph Ziggler, he's putting down some big talents here, even if he can't topple Bobby Lashley. So we'll have to see what's in Theory's future, but you know, they could pull the trigger at any moment for sure.
Yeah. I mean, he defeated a former world champion and the main event of Raw.
It's a pretty good accolade.
Yeah. Let that sink in for a second. He was in the main event of Raw against a 2-time world champion who's been in the company 15 plus years.
Yeah. Letting it sink. Yeah. He hasn't fallen down the card, as you say. But I look forward to seeing what we get out of Theory. I look forward to seeing what we get out of Lumis, whether those are tied in or not. And honestly, I look forward to seeing what we get out of the main event scene and everything as well. It's been getting a little chaotic. Obviously, Karrion Kross staking a claim to Roman Reigns. Drew McIntyre wants a go. Kevin Owens is now involved. He wants to get after the titles, and he's going against Drew, and it's all over the place.
Yeah, there certainly isn't a lack of opponents for Roman Reigns, which is saying something, considering he's now going on 2 years as champion.
Yeah.
I do think the changing of the guard is coming. It's a matter of when, not if. It's just a matter of who actually steps up to the plate and takes. And it is also entirely possible that there's some kind of screwy finish or something at the class of at the castle, and that results in the title break being broken up.
Hmm.
Maybe they both pin each other and they both claim half of the title.
Yeah, there's a few options, but the main event scene, as you say, is not thin. There's a whole bunch of people that are sitting there and can be going after this title. I do think splitting is the way to go. These rosters are so stacked, that not splitting them would just continue to have us, helpfully feature the mid-card titles pretty well. But just has a whole lot of talent.
Segue?
Yeah. Which one do you want to segue to? Cause they both were on.
Segue to the main event of SmackDown.
Main event on SmackDown, a little bit of Gunther, a little bit of a win.
A little bit, yeah, and a little bit of Shinsuke. And a phenomenal match, as we expected. These two absolutely rocked it. And I think that this is far from over. We'll get another match in the series. And I think they'll knock it out of the park again. And I think we'll enjoy it. Gunther and Nakamura, I'm all for. I'm all for another match, two matches, a best of seven series. I don't care. This is a great match combo.
Best of seven series that ends with them becoming tag team champions. But no, I agree. I think Gunther and Nakamura are amazing. Probably going to see them clash at the castle. And the Intercontinental Championship is feeling important. I think Gunther is the right person to be holding it. There's just some air about Gunther. You know, if he's holding something, that thing feels important. It doesn't matter if that's the NXT UK Championship, the Intercontinental Championship, or just even how he carries himself. It just feels important when you see this man on your television.
And goes back to the old saying, a title doesn't make a superstar. The superstar makes the title.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I love Ricochet, that was definitely not the case with him as Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, it's interesting because we look at, obviously, both of our mid-card champions at the moment, and I would say that exactly what I just said about Gunther also applies to Bobby Lashley on the other side.
Yep.
He's making that title look $1 million.
Yeah, but Bobby Lashley also has the advantage of being a former world champion.
True.
In recent memory, too. But, yeah, I think it is a case of Bobby Lashley is amazing. He carries himself like a champion. And when he comes out, you know business is about to pick up. It's the old line from an old dead horse line from JR.
And it's not like Bobby's just going against nobody's either, right? Like this week on Raw, he defeated AJ Styles, of all people. It's, you know, in an open challenge, etc. He's trying to be this fighting champion, and usually we see a couple of maybe throwaways or gimme matches, but Bobby Lashley's fighting hard to keep this title.
Yeah, and it was an amazing counter to the calf crusher that he turned into the Hurt Lock.
Yeah, Bobby has it, and that's all I can say. And maybe my memory's not as great. Maybe I can't tell you if he had it during his original run, but I can tell you that since sorting it out and being with MVP and everything that's happened since, He has developed it.
Yeah, I would say, based on my memory, Bobby Lashley was never a bit much more than a big fish in a small pond when he was in ECW. I think when he had his matches with like Cena, he was very obviously outclassed.
Mm-hmm.
In both star power and just ability in the ring at the time, and even on the mic, which even today would is still an issue he has. But after he was released, his stuff with MMA, Impact Wrestling, let's give them their due. they may be the cockroach that won't die, but they have a purpose.
They helped Drew as well.
Yeah. And then he came back. He had the awful stuff that he did with Lana. Then he formed the Hurt Business with MVP and seemed to figure out what his actual charisma was.
Yeah. It's just been up since then. As you say, multiple championships, world championships. The guy is money, full stop, with or without MVP. But MVP, I think, was definitely required for him to get that footing and to figure out where he was headed and everything.
Yeah, I think it's very similar to the New Day. Before they got together, they were all floundering. And that's saying something with Kofi being a multi-time mid-card champion. They were never really considered even close to a top of the card spot.
Mm-hmm.
Then they formed the group. There's a little backlash to the beginning, but they made it work. And then they became the top billing, even as a trio, before to the point where you had to make two of them world champions.
Yeah. Had amazing careers. One of the best tag teams of all time. And while we're talking about tag teams, the New Day currently on SmackDown. We also got another three-person group on SmackDown. That's my segue. I'm going with it. Hit Row making their return on Friday night.
Minus one person, obviously.
Yeah, no swerve.
Yeah. Hit Row, I was very upset when they were released, because I was like, we didn't even get to see what they could do. Now we have a chance to see what they can do, minus Swerve Strickland.
Yeah, and it should be good. At more bodies in the tag team division, right?
Yep. I mean, there's really nobody right now that you can, except the Viking Raiders, who are on the same alignment as the Usos. So it's like, who can you really face against them right now? You can't put them against the Street Profits again. That's a dead horse.
Yeah.
You just had Dominic and Ray face them. So yeah, the cover is very thin. So I welcome the tag team, the male tag teams. And hey, we were talking last week about how thin the SmackDown women's division is.
Yeah.
There's another female body right there.
Easy. And yeah, with all these shakeups and things coming around, it'd be interesting to see what all happens with them. But yeah, tag team division looking a little bit stronger than it was looking maybe 2 or 3 months ago. And last thing, just to probably mention, not a lot of time left to discuss it. Liv Morgan, Shayna Baszler were doing their contract signing, and we got a Ronda Rousey. It looks as though she's not heading off for a big long break, as maybe previously seen, and Liv Morgan doesn't have her in her shadow just quite yet.
I don't really know. Honestly, I think I would have been better off not seeing Rousey for a while.
I agree.
Because I think that does throw a lot more shade on our girl, and the fact that she didn't beat her.
Yeah, it's not looking good for that title reign.
Yeah, it doesn't look good for the title reign. It doesn't look good for her perception either. I think it's one of those cases where I'm fine with Rousey turning heel. That's what she really should have been the entire time. But I think Morgan is not in a good place, and we may not see her have the long title reign we hoped.
That is unfortunate, but there's only one way to know, and that is to sit around and find out, because we are all out of time this week. It's been great talking to you.
Bye, B.
You can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/WrestlingRND, our proud Twitter page, twitter.com/WrestlingRND, up, or our YouTube page, youtube.com/WrestlingRND, up, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.